Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work. Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. We are talking about week 34, starting Monday, August the 17th, 2020. Pam's going to give us a 20-minute forecast, and I'm going to jump in at the end for our 10-minute meditation. What's in store, Pam?
What's in store? Well, on August 17th, 2020, we are in dark of moon period. So what that means is it's a perfect time to give yourself some downtime, because what's happening is the next day on the 18th, we have the new moon. And ideally, when we're in dark of moon period, we have time to go within, to assess, see where we're at, come to terms with things that didn't come to pass, perhaps the way we would have liked during the last lunar cycle, or maybe the last 10, 20 years, and look ahead as we get to the new moon spark and think in terms of what do I want to make happen or bring about in the next lunar cycle. And so what that means is we're not necessarily thinking that, although we may be, we're not necessarily thinking that this is going to be the couple of weeks when I embark on a new journey. It doesn't have to be a physical journey, but maybe it's one that's a spiritual exercise, relationship, something that has to do with how I do things new. It can be a revisit. It can be where we look at something that's already in motion or that we've taken time with, and we're getting to a reassessment point. Also, as I've mentioned before last week, it's good to be aware that we're in the shadow of Mars retrograde, which will happen the second week in September. But right now, Mars is in Aries. It's the planet that has to do with action, desire, libido, what it is that we move ahead for, where we assert ourselves, how we express anger. So this might be a theme as well, considering we're in fire moon energy. The moon is in the sign of Leo as of 1:38 a.m. Eastern Time on August 17th. So we are headed towards that absolute new moon, which happens tomorrow. But as we're in this building period, getting there, it's a combination. It's a building because we're getting towards the new moon, but it's also a winnowing down and a putting to rest. And when you think about nature, what happens is that we need this fallow, quiet time in order to compost and bring up what we need in the soil, in the energy field, to create the new. And so there's a period where the earth wants to be quiet, where it's, and we know this from, I mean, just think about industrial farming, where they're just continuing to use the soil, throw pesticides, fertilizers, everything into it, but never really giving the soil the rest it organically needs. So when we think about our energy and how to move energetically in ways that really sustains us. When we're in this dark of moon period, it's a very sacred period, and many of us don't have the luxury or ability to take time to really honor that. And I think one thing that's important to be aware of, especially today on the 17th, is for those of us who don't take time or can't take time, we can be especially vulnerable to upsets, surprises, startling things that kind of want to pull us back on track. And this is because there's a picture in the sky with the planet Uranus, which is engaging with the moon. So there's this dialogue of, I want to be doing something in a way that feels energetically passionate or good to me, but I also have to be aware of what is, how grounded I am in that moment. So some people can literally lose their footing, and I mean that literally, because that's a word which we hear a lot, but in its sense, what it means is, yes, you literally can lose your footing. You can stumble. You can lose your balance. That can absolutely happen on the 17th, or it can happen metaphorically. So not wanting to fall, because none of us wants to fall, or be upset in a way that causes an accident or some sort of upset that is changes things. Well, actually, the upset ideally wants to change things, but we want to be working with it, the surprise, the change, the whatever the adjustment is. And so I think that the more able we are to be conscious and reflect on what it is we might want to adjust before this new moon, the better the outcome. Dialogue is very important. Correct communication. Say what you mean. If you can't say what you mean to a certain person, your boss, whoever it is that there's a conflict with, at least acknowledge within yourself what your inner truth is. Highly important. Leo is about courage. It's about the heart. It's about the back. Does somebody have your back? Are the people you're spending time with really supportive of you? If you're a person who's adhering to a certain kind of protocol with the COVID, do the people you spend time with care about? Do they support that? Or do you feel like you're always at odds? So be aware about what it is that you want to create and make happen. And if you can articulate your truth, very important with this particular new moon. So the new moon occurs on the 18th, and it's in the sign of Leo, and it happens at 10:42 p.m. Eastern time. Now, the thing about new moons is that they are ideal to begin something, to restart something, revisit something. Dark of moon is good for deciding what you don't want to carry into the new moon energy. Always good to write down a couple of things that you want to accomplish during a new moon cycle to make it real to yourself. I want to do this. Not really want, I will do this. Make it a verb that that is a commitment verb, not a aspirational verb. I mean, you can have aspirational thoughts as well, but they aren't going to want to be things that are about what it is you actually want to put into practice. So that's why at new moons, I always encourage people, you know, you can make a list of like 20 things, but winnow it down to the essence of what's most important to you and come up with one to three things that absolutely are what you're going to use the energy of the lunar cycle for. And that will glean you the best results. Leo new moon is about, as I said earlier, courage, the heart. So it can be about relationship, romance. It's also about creativity. It's the energy of the divine child, the inner child. So play, very important. Are you playing enough? Are you able to get creative refreshment? I think that's important to review at this lunar cycle. And actually, the new moon is a very exciting new moon. I know that I've talked about different lunar events that have been a little heavy this summer, but this particular new moon looks very optimistic, very fun, very spontaneous to me. There's a Venus-Uranus picture in the sky, which symbolizes you might be attracted to something new, something you don't usually look at or consider. So think in terms of what is it you want to pursue or have unfold? What is it you want to try that might be a little different, a little even experimental? Make sure it's something that is in line with your overall arc of what you want to accomplish. But don't be surprised if you find yourself attracted to, like you go to an ice cream shop and decide, oh, I'm going to try that flavor. And ordinarily, it's not a flavor you would have even looked at before. Same can apply in people you might find interesting or attractive. So this can be a highly stimulating period, depending on what your proclivity is or what your goals are to accomplish during this new moon cycle. So both the 17th and 18th can be very productive days. The 18th especially is good for thinking in terms of what it is you want to create that's new. Now remember, depending on where you are on the planet, that new moon doesn't spark until 10:42 p.m. So once it's actually occurred, then we're in the real juice of creating whatever it is. We have the momentum behind us of the waxing moon cycle. So the moon goes void, of course, at 1:38 a.m. In the wee hours of the 19th, and it enters the sign of Virgo at 4:20 a.m. So those void of course periods are periods where it's best to kind of recharge, be doing things that are already in process. Obviously, for Eastern time people, a lot of people will be sleeping, so that's absolutely ideal for a void of course period. But in general, void of course is a time when we recommend you don't initiate anything that you really care about the results. It's okay to initiate things that you're like, meh, you know, whatever the outcome may be, but you don't want to start something that you really have a goal or a wish or an intention about. So once the moon is in the sign of Virgo, as of 4:20 a.m., we are in really good energy to work with whatever it was we wanted to make happen with that new moon. Virgo is the worker bee energy, focused, but also adaptable. It's Virgo energy is the part of us, because we all have all the signs in us somewhere, whether we acknowledge that or not. But it's the part of us that may be willing to adapt for whatever is best for the day-to-day life, routine, or our overall health. So sometimes, I actually think this is a really good lunar cycle for people who maybe have wanted to buttress their immune system more or do things that are better for overall health routine. These next couple of days are really great days for putting that in motion or emphasizing or maintaining that wish, desire, thing that you want to make happen. Anything work-related, especially anything with a creative spin on work, is a really good time to be making things happen over the next couple of days. One thing to be aware of on the 20th is that morning into kind of early afternoon, we may be in this kind of drifty or things are not quite in focus energy. This can be very disturbing to some people. Other people, it's like that's how they roll. They're good with it. So if you find yourself feeling a bit confused or unsettled, it's ideal for you to find a little window of time at least where you can meditate or just turn off all the noise, because that actually is what we're being asked to do. And that's why for some people it's like, oh, okay, I know I just have to take my little 5-10 minute zone out and they're good. But other people, especially very driven type A people, can find this like, what the heck is going on? Why am I feeling, you know, why aren't people kind of getting on the page here? Well, they aren't, because ideally we're going off in the nether world a little and we'll come back and be highly productive. So it's perfect time for kind of a lunch break or meditation break or siesta or whatever suits where you are or what you need to do. And then, you know, a lot of worker bee, shoulder to the grindstone stuff can occur in the later afternoon into early evenings. So be good to your body, take care of yourself, be aware of your limitations, but highly productive day. The 20th, the moon goes void, of course, at 11:37 p.m. And this is an ideal time to wind down and do the things you need to get up in the morning and feel truly refreshed. The moon enters Libra at 5:16 a.m. on the 21st. And this is I think this will be a pretty good day for communication, things you need to get done. Wonderful if you're able to indulge in some sort of cultural activity that just gives you that revitalization. But overall, I would say this is a good day. I don't know that I would start anything new particularly on today or the 22nd, just because this Libra moon is a little fraught as it travels through the sky with other things that happen. So different celestial bodies that it goes into geometric configurations with are going to cause rough spots, especially on the 22nd. So on the 21st, you certainly can do anything that doesn't have some sort of long-range outcome connected to it. But on the 22nd or the 21st, if you're thinking of, oh, let me reach out and make that contact that I've always been wanting to do to see if Oprah will respond or whatever it is, whatever in business or intention that you're trying to make happen, it's going to be rather challenging, because there are like detours or blocks or measures of authority or power struggles that one needs to go through. So I mean, things always happen. There are times when we have to do stuff. When I do these calls, I basically am talking about, if I could choose another day, I'd choose another day. But if this is the only day on the 22nd that I can take that ride and go to the store or the enterprise or visit someone I have to see or want to see, then I'm going to do it because this is the only day I can do it. But I'm going to know that there might be a detour along the way. Somebody may not be in the best mood. I may find that I encounter something that's a bit of a problem that I didn't expect. But that doesn't mean don't do something that, you know, it's time up to do it. So I just want to say that because, as I always say, babies get born, life happens, and we, you know, we deal. Forewarned is forearmed. So just know on the 22nd and the 21st, if you encounter anything that's an issue or a difficulty, the moon is in the sign of Libra. So it's all about diplomacy, listening, stating your truth in a way that if it wasn't heard that way, maybe it'll be heard this way. And so it's massaging conversation and relationship so that ideally we get to points of understanding. Sometimes points of understanding are, okay, well, I see where you're coming from, but I just can't meet you there. So the moon goes void, of course, at 20 minutes after midnight on the 23rd, and it enters the sign of Scorpio at 6:16 a.m. Very different energetically. Sunday is the day when you want to really hunker down, research, make connections to the people who really get you. And it can be a tremendously productive day, a real powerhouse energy day. Not necessarily easy, but whatever challenges or intentions you wanted to meet at this new moon, this is a great day to filter through, see, position yourself so that you can achieve what you want to achieve. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Here I am. And what a week, what another week. And so nice to hear that there is a nice new moon coming in for us. Pam, is there any one particular word or group of words you'd like to use for the new moon this week?
You know, when I was talking about the new moon, I know that I came across something in my stream of consciousness that I thought, oh, that'd be good. But I didn't retain, it was creative something. I don't remember if it was creative essence or creative truth. I don't remember what I said, but that's kind of the core energy I would focus on.
Creative. Being creative, the very essence of humans. Okay, I invite everyone. Thank you, Pam. I invite everyone to take a minute to settle and take a deep breath. Feel yourself settling in. And as you just gently relax, come to that beautiful state where we are relaxed, where we're not moving, where we're in stillness, but we're literally on fire. The mind is awake and alert. It's that state of very, very sharp creativity, that state of clarity, that state where the mind is really engaged, open, aware, problem solving, analyzing, processing. Think of your mind as being on some sort of hyperdrive, where the ideas are bursting forward. So it's not where we want to quieten ourselves or dull the mind in any way. It's where we want to have it really on fire, awake and ready. And as you take a few deeper breaths, as you quieten the body, just visualize all of the energy now, like all of the blood flowing up to your head, your brain is receiving tons of fresh blood and oxygen and sugar to make it run well. And the mind is awake and aware. And the mind is not caught up in constriction or judgments. The mind is not caught up in any kind of blockage. But it's all about being totally open and being totally aware, being an individual, being in that sovereign field of the self, allowing the individuality and the personality to be there. At the same time, let yourself also be plugged into the universe, into the morphogenic field. Let yourself be plugged into humanity, into history, into the future, into the energetic field, into the source field, into the universe in all of its many, many, many manifestations. So the mind as a consciousness that is totally connected to all that is. Now, sometimes when we really go there and we really experience it, it can be way too much. So just allow it to be there in a gentle, graceful, useful way. Be in command of that. And allow yourself now to be tapping into all that is. And there are scientific experiments. There are many scientists that have proven to us that we are actually tapped into this morphogenic field, into this field of existence, this field of information. And this is also what many of our world religions have been telling us for thousands of years, what our indigenous ancestors have been telling us for time, since timeless time began or didn't begin. We know that we are tapped in, all of us. And it's this delicate play of being tapped into all of it, into entirety, beginningless and endless, and also tapped into ourself as an individual. So it's that gentle balance of being an individual and being part of something that is so enormous, so unlimited that our brain can't even wrap ourselves around it. So as we're on that beautiful space, in that beautiful space, on that verge of unlimited and what we sense of ourselves as limited, our life, our personality, our being, time, space. As we're here now, understand that we as human beings are exceptionally creative. We are unlimited in our breadth, that we have tremendous resourcefulness, intelligence, awareness, and that no matter what situations we are in, we're always able to stretch, to find a way, to go a different way, to evolve. And that is the energy that we now as humanity must be tapping into. This resourcefulness, this ability not only to survive but to thrive. Like a river, as the water is rushing through, it makes friends with the rocks, perhaps smooths them down, perhaps moves them, perhaps goes around them. We have all of this creativity within us now in our world to address, to resolve, to find answers, to find new ways, to find new dimensions, to find new pathways. allow our brains now to energetically create new pathways. Let our openness, let our resourcefulness, let our optimism, our hope, create new pathways in our brains that we then share through this morphogenic field, the resonance field that connects all of us together as humans. Let that be the tidal wave of opening now as we go into new elections, as we go into new understandings of the virus, as we go into new ways of being, as we go into new ways of being just, as we go into new ways of being on this planet, living on this planet together. Let us find new ways. We can incorporate the old ways that work for us. We can incorporate the old ways that have worked for perhaps hundreds and thousands of years for this planet, for Mother Nature. Let us together now feel that creativity, feel that openness as we are in acceptance of the cycles of life and death, the cycles of nature, the cycles of humans. But we know that whatever is happening, that energy constantly exists, and that we might change forms, that we might change our minds, that we might change in different ways, but that we never cease to exist, that we are conscious beings of light. And now, as we are transitioning into a different age on our planet, transitioning through different ways of being globally, that we bring our humanity, we bring our openness, we bring unconditional love, loving kindness, understanding, respect to every single thing that we do. And we now boost our creativity. We boost that very special part of us that makes us very different to many other creatures and beings on our planet. We really boost that creativity so that we can think outside the box, that we can think in a different way now as we move forward. And as we feel that in our own individual lives, knowing that just by feeling this, we are sharing it with all of our fellow brothers and sisters. And as you feel this energy within yourself, taking a few deeper breaths, feeling the fire in the mind, feeling the awakening of creativity, opening our eyes, gently taking a few deeper breaths, and feeling ourselves arriving fresh and ready to share with all of our brothers and sisters the greatness that we are. The greatness of life. Taking a deep breath. And there we are. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much, Pam. And join us again next week. And please share our podcast with your family and friends. Thanks so much, everyone. Love now.
You can find out more about Susie and her work as a master healer and homeopath on Susie Mezzoli, MEZZOLY-healer.com. And I'm Pamela Cuccinell, and instead of trying to spell my name, you can find me at insightoasis.com. And that's where I blog regularly about what's going on in the sky and the symbolism of the planets in relationship to what's happening here on Earth. We hope you've enjoyed this recording. Please share it with your friends. If you'd like to donate or subscribe, you can find us at activespirituality.life. Have a wonderful week.